This good evening, everybody. This is Ross Lally, Chair of the Bolton Finance Committee. I'm going to call our meeting to order. It is actually 7:17, and this is a regular meeting of our Finance Committee. And we have as members present in the room, Tyler Egner, David Coles, and we have Melissa, I forget your last name.
Whelan.
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 Yep.
You couldn't remember your name. You make me feel better. And Deanna.
Danae Johnston.
Danae Johnston. I'm sorry. I will get it eventually. And online, we have Benjamin Davies. And let's see, who else do we have out there? I think we are all set with members. Yeah. And did I miss anyone?
Yeah.
Oh, Rodney. I'm sorry. You're used to hearing Rodney, Warrior First Selectman. I forgot my buddy over here. My apologies, because I'm used to him just being out and one of the presenters. Yeah, this is not a good start. Anyway, then we also have present our superintendent of schools, David Caruso, Jill Collins, our chief financial officer. Jim Rupert is not able to attend tonight. He is our town administrator. And we have Mary Johnson, our board clerk. And I remembered her name, but she's nice enough to have it up on the screen. So let's get started for public participation. Is there anybody online who has any comments to say for public participation? And I am not seeing any hands raised. And there's nobody in the room. So I am going to then move on to our second item on the agenda, which is discussion with our Chelsea Bank representatives, which I believe are Harry Colonis and Alexis. And if you don't have your last name up, so I can't say.
Oh, sorry. It's Alexis Kahn.
Kahn. So thank you both for being here, because Jill Collins and I on the board of the Finance Committee have been talking about some scenarios with you about concerns about what our bank, our general fund balance may be versus the current agreement we have with you folks for, basically keep $5 million or more in there. We get interest and we don't get charged fees. And we're looking at some scenarios where possibly if we have another dragged out set of budget referenda and we go too far into the next fiscal year, that in conjunction with some grant spending that we need to do, we're concerned, with, juggling the balance, such to keep it at 5 million. So we wanted to see, what other options there might be. And Jill, anything you wanted to add to that?
Nope. No, you said it all.
And Jill said she was going to brief you on that, so hopefully she did. Yeah. And you were going to come prepared so we wouldn't blindside you. So I will turn it over to you folks and feel free to ask any one of us, any questions.
So Alexis, do you want me to tell everybody what I asked, or do you want to just go ahead and do the scenarios that we discussed?
Sure, I can start with the scenarios. Okay. I don't know if is Harry on as well? Just want to check.
Yeah, okay. I got you.
Do you want me to start, Harry, or do you want to kick it off? It's up to you.
Sure, either way, happy to participate, of course. Ladies first, always, but if you want me to start, I'm happy to, not a problem.
And I'm going to, just so folks can see things on the screen, I'm moving the list of attendees off to the side, and if I can't see you, anybody out there who's got a question, please just speak up.
So basically what we did in preparation, Jill had mentioned that she wanted us to look into two different scenarios, that being first off lowering the target balance in the sweep checking account from 5 million to 3 million, and another scenario in which it would be lowered from 5 million to 2 million. So the benefit of that would be you'd have more funds sweeping into the municipal investment sweep account, certainly. The downside being you'd have less balances in your checking account that would be absorbing the service charges for all. You basically have the full suite of services that the bank offers. So we have a lot of products that we've, I think, discussed in the past. But, each of those has a service charge assessed for it. So you'd be lowering that those checking account balances that are used to offset fees. In addition, the way that the senior management had approved the rate for the municipal investment sweep was contingent upon those checking account balances being with us at the $5 million level. So what we did in preparation, knowing that Jill had asked us for those two other scenarios, we put together a proposal for senior management to inquire what would be the rates that would be applied to the municipal investment sweep accounts should the target balances in the checking account change to that $2 million or $3 million level. So we have corresponding rate scenarios for each of those target balances. Those rates in all cases, as I think we've mentioned before, and you probably are, have heard us say this many times, but they're subject to change based on the rate environment. Certainly, what you probably have noticed is that we have absorbed a lot of the decrease in, the Fed cut rates several times since October, twice, I believe. I'm sorry, three times, and we haven't really eaten into your rate. So you still are getting 3.75 currently in the municipal investment sweep. So we have absorbed some of that. So, it's not in every case that just because the Fed has a move that we're going to do anything to your rate, but we just like to always leave the disclaimer that, the bank has, it's not a fixed rate. In other words, it's not a CD where it's locked for a specific amount of time. So in the scenario in which, and over the course of 2025, the average balance that we noted, just in terms of obviously you have fluctuations based on different activity throughout the year. So it's a month by month assessment, but on an annual basis, your balance in the municipal investment interest bearing account has been around 9 million. And so you've had the rate applied to that balance is 3.75%. If you were to decrease your target balance to 3 million, for example, senior management, based on, the kind of holistic relationship, would have to decrease the municipal investment sweep account rate to 3%, but you'd be earning, a lower rate on $2 million more of funds. But because that would eat into the checking account balances that are offsetting fees, you would be paying approximately $366 a month in service charges instead of having it fully absorbed. And then at the $2 million threshold of that target balance, so you'd be sweeping an additional 3 million, obviously, to that municipal investment sweep account. The rate would be 2.75%, and you would be paying approximately $700 in fees. That's what Harry has up. So it's kind of the, cost benefit analysis. I know, Harry, I'll turn it over to you because I know you did a little bit of a.
So what's I'm just going could you repeat it again for the
Sure.
$3 million balance, the interest rate would be?
So for the $3 million target balance, the interest rate would be 3%. And at the $2 million target balance, the interest rate would be 2.75%.
And it currently is 3.75.
75. Yes.
Yep, and I have that right up on the chart here. I just put a little summary together on the current status of the account with a target balance of the 5 million, and then the 3 million, and then the 2 million. But these are the target balances that Jill asked us to do, the 3 million and the 2 million. It doesn't account for there's about $1 million in a bunch of other accounts that actually roll up and get earnings credit on top of the 5, 3, and 2. So collectively, it's another $1 million on top of that target balance that's earning the earnings credit of 0.4%, which also goes and offsets the fees. When I go back to this chart, you can see this is the $2 million target balance scenario, but we added the $1 million from the other accounts to maximize the earnings credit to help the town offset the activity fees. And in this particular example, this is the $3 million target balance example, but when adding the million to this one, it's 4 million collectively to offset the activity fees. And we can get granular and go through them, but at the bottom here, you'll see that the total fees for the month of January were 1699.66, and you'll see that number reflected in all three examples right here in this green box, and then you can kind of see where the earnings credit is applied here, and then the difference, the net at the bottom. And that's on each sheet that we prepared tonight. And going back to the chart, I should have added the extra million on the target balance here, but the sweep balance is really what you want to see too, and what the net fees would be in each scenario. And then the interest income from each of these scenarios for the month of January is right here. And then you see the net benefit for all three,
Yeah,
kind of like side by side. I could forward this to Jill.
Oh, I don't
Jill, I'm
think
just
we,
saying your screen isn't
yeah.
refreshing.
Oh no.
You're still on
It's
the
not.
$3 million target
Oh no, I'm so
app.
sorry. Hold on 1 second. Let me see if I can bring it up here. Do you see it now by any chance?
No, sometimes you have to stop sharing and reshare.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Let me go back.
No, because
Yeah,
you're
I
doing a
apologize.
wonderful job explaining, but the pictures aren't keeping up.
Oh
We've
boy.
moved to
Terrible.
Teams environment, and so we're all out of practice with Zoom.
Oh, I'm
No,
so sorry. I was so proud of this chart
it's
that I
not a
got. I was
matter of
hoping
you're
you
being
guys
out of,
saw it.
no, it's not a matter of being out of practice. This is what Zoom does. Sometimes the images freeze for whatever reason.
Can you see the chart now by any chance?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, cool. So this is the current scenario right here with the $5 million target balance, and then the 3 million, and then the 2 million corresponding rates, and then the sweep balances available to be swept, and the net fee for each month. You can kind of
And
see.
current, just for reference, that's you're not paying that. That's a little bit of a buffer. You're not paying fees in the current scenario. I'm sorry. I just wanted
Correct.
to mention that.
Yes. Yes, exactly. You're right. You're right. Absolutely right, Alexis. So yeah, there's no
So that
fees.
number should be higher. The net fee should go away there.
Yes.
Correct. Absolutely correct. Thanks. Good catch, Alexis. And then you can kind of see the difference between all three and the net benefit. And then
So
down
just
below,
to,
I am.
before you move off that, so just to correct
Sure.
them, the top net benefit should be 28,964 more or less.
28,664.
I'm sorry, 664.
Yeah, it'd be the same number for
Yep,
everything.
you got it. And I'll correct this and send it to Jill, and that way, you have it for reference. And if you want to discuss it further or have more questions, you can certainly do so. And I just kind of annualized it, even though it's off by $300. You can kind of see that the current scenario is still the best scenario. See, when you look at them side by side, based on the interest rates and the difference in the sweep balances.
Yeah, because I think what we were more concerned about than the fees, because the fees are a much smaller bite than the loss of interest. Because we just were be made aware of this when we, with the referenda being drawn out, we didn't get the tax bills out to September and we lost almost $60,000 across the 2 months in interest, not through any fault of yours, but just, because of the not having that much money in the account. And that was just for that. And then you throw in compounding, it's a bit more.
Sure, absolutely. But a pretty decent difference between the current scenario and the other two, but
Yeah. So I'll just ask for some thoughts from the committee members.
and to your credit, asking these questions to see if there's a better way to structure the accounts to maximize the town's money. It's the That's your fiduciary responsibility, and that's a great thing.
No, and we
And we
appreciate
certainly
your
don't mind.
cooperation.
Yeah, absolutely. We certainly don't mind meeting with you and entertaining any sort of scenarios that you suggest.
And so I'll just ask again the committee members and other members participate. Any.
So by dropping from what we currently have down to the 3 million, we would lose what was it?
8,000-ish
8,000 in interest versus if
over the
we
year.
over the year, if we happen to fall below, how much did we eat on this lat? Did we go below?
No,
We
I
didn't.
don't
Came
believe we
close.
did. We came close, but didn't.
But we have a lot of bonds that are going to get paid off, and is all that money going to be Some of it's going to be gone, I assume.
Yeah,
So.
because we have some bond payments that are coming up, and I think what concerned us too is not only
Grants.
delays in getting revenue if we go into the next fiscal year with the referendum, but also how is our grant money being spent, and the timing on that, which I don't think we've been really tracking as well as we need to. So I think that's something that we want to be able to do better, which would then help us understand these, which of these scenarios would be better for us.
So, what kind of time frame would be to implement from one to the other? Because just a phone call?
Oh yeah, it's very easy. What we would do
Okay.
is just adjust the Treasury Management Enrollment Form, which governs the sweep target balance, and we just get a quick e-signature on that and then put it into effect. So it's not a big
And so that's like
It's not a total account change. It's just how
no.
the structure of their current account.
So you just need from our approving authority,
Okay.
like Jim Rupert or Rodney, whoever it is.
That's good to know.
Yeah, I think that's,
It's
for
flexibility should you need it.
Right.
Take a
That
loss
that's
of
what I like.
$12,000 on extra fees and having access to an extra 2 to 3 million in case bond payments come due is that's
Yeah,
valuable. Yeah.
flexibility is good.
And there's no charge to change it, right?
No chance. Nope.
So is there a minimum time that we have to keep it in that position? Could we change back?
Yes.
After 3 months, we say, well, we're back in the clear. Let's go back.
Sure.
I mean,
Okay.
I
Okay.
just, yeah.
This just seems
So
like, well, now
we
you're going
can,
to fall below.
Yeah, that
we can
makes
play
sense.
this
Now that
little
we should
thing.
try to fall below, but if we know we're going to for some six budget reason,
well,
or
no, it might be
bonds.
bond
Bonds.
payments and
Yeah.
stuff.
Just so you know, that bond does not get paid off until 2027. It was a 10-year
Okay, maybe
bond.
not yet.
So
The
we still have a year on that.
grant money that's hanging around that we're going to be using,
We have
maybe.
the majority of the grants we have to put the money out first. And that was
Right.
my concern. We have
Right.
millions of dollars in grants that we
Yeah.
have to put out there first, then get reimbursed. And that's why I suggested to Ross that we
So,
look at these scenarios.
yeah.
Still the concern, but for a different reason. Because it's we're like we have to put the
We have
money
to put
out,
them
right? Yeah.
right.
So I
So if
guess
we put the money out, then we could probably help a little
right. And well, and that also depends on how quickly you get reimbursed for that money you just put out before you spend the next one. So there's like several, there's a number of moving pieces with it. And how does this tie in with other regular expenses we have that may come due in lumps?
But this is an awesome option to
Yeah.
put in effect immediately as soon as you need it,
Yeah.
switch it back,
So I.
as long as you keep your eye on the balance.
Yeah, because thank you again, because we didn't realize what flexibility there was inherent in our relationship. And so this seems like that if we keep track of what our balance is looking like, we can, based on what the net, benefit would be to us, we could then change this by simply notifying you, signing a document, and then we're good to go, the beginning of the next month or whatever.
That's exciting news.
That's very good.
No, that's very good to know. It would be great if you could send us the update, Jill, the updated copy, and then
Sure.
Jill could get that to us, and it would be something good for the selectmen to just bring up at their meeting. And I think, Jill, the takeaway from this is you and I need to do some sort of a simple mapping of the grants, when they're being spent, when we think that we get reimbursed, and relate that somehow as best we can to our balance, what we think that's going to be. And any other big recurring payments we might do on our debt, or because I know some stuff we spend monthly and it's kind of predictable, but there's other things that come due at intervals and then it's a big hit.
Well, I don't have any other questions.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
And I don't see Mr. Davies on the screen, so I don't know if he has any questions.
And I would like to thank Harry and Alexa for showing up and taking time out of your evening.
Of
Absolutely.
course.
Happy to be here.
No,
And we
it's.
enjoy the opportunity to meet with you anytime. And by all means, if anything comes up after this meeting, feel free to email us and we'll get right back to you.
Yeah, again, I appreciate your working with us on this, and your flexibility to help us, manage our, manage our finances.
course. Thanks for the opportunity to be here with you.
You're welcome.
Great. Have a good meeting.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night, guys.
Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Great. That was good.
That was good. Really good.
So let's go on to
Ooh.
approval of minutes because I've already gotten instructions from David that he wants to go for a recordly, David Coles, to go for a recordly short meeting
No, I didn't. Hold on, hold on.
today.
Can't modify my words like that.
Well, since they were offline, then I can say whatever I want. It's you against me, buddy. But
It's me against me. No, never mind.
whatever. Anyway, let's take a look at our minutes. We'll just do them one by one. So I'll entertain a motion to discuss our to approve our minutes for January 15th regular meeting, and then we can do discussion.
Either have to be Tyler and Melissa because the other previous one.
I'll make a motion to accept the meeting minutes as presented.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Okay, discussion.
Like you might have already set a record in this meeting, so we can beat that.
Oh, 7 minutes. All of our special meetings go quickly when it
Yeah.
comes to approving.
All right. Well, there's no
So,
discussions.
I need no discussion. I'm hearing no discussion. So I will entertain a vote at this point because we have nothing to amend. So all those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Abstentions? I'm going to say aye as well because I can
Aye.
vote on this because it's non-financial. So then the motion passes unanimously by all members present.
Well, it was
Okay.
four yeses, a no, or a
Oh,
no,
abstained. I'm
and
sorry.
three
Abstained. We
abstentions.
had so four yeses, two abstentions, no nays.
Three abstentions.
Three abstentions?
One, two.
I think it's, yeah.
I'm
I
an
think
online yes.
Okay. Okay.
Thanks, Ben.
Let's move on to the meeting of minutes for our special Kappa meeting on January 20th.
I'll make a motion to approve the Kappa meeting minutes as presented.
Do I have a second?
That was David Cole.
I'll second it,
So,
Rodney.
motion made by David, seconded by Rodney.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, we have discussion.
I remember the first Kappa meeting we had is when we approved last year's Kappa meeting minutes, but this year this is the second meeting and like we're approving these, so we're not waiting
Well, so I
here
was
to
thinking about that
approve the
too. There's no
meeting.
reason you need to wait because Kappa is done by the Finance Committee.
Correct,
Yes.
David. That's why I put him in. Yep,
Yes,
that's
because
exactly why.
perfect. Yeah,
yeah, because
remember.
there's we've been.
That was
Yeah.
confusing.
No, I agree, and you don't
Yeah.
remember what was said that
None
far.
of us
You
will.
weren't there, and it was a long time ago, and it was also some confusion over the old way versus the new. And since we own it as Finance Committee, we can just approve it at a future meeting instead of waiting a year.
Sounds good.
Yeah, that cabin meeting was pretty short too, 42 minutes.
Yeah.
All right.
Not seeing any questions, I'll entertain a vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstentions.
Abstained.
So Tyler's abstaining. So it is six, if I can count right, yeses and one abstention and no noes. You guys keep me on my toes.
Depends on how many hands you count on.
Yeah, our fingers.
Well, you need two hands to get six fingers.
Well, sure. I had shoes on, so I have no access to my toes at the moment. This is all this financial talk.
You burn with
No,
my
I can
hands.
see this.
High math.
You burn with my
Okay,
hands.
we'll move on to elected official on town and staff reports. So we can start with you, Jill, if you want to lead us through our tax collection summary and so forth.
If you want to make this a speedy meeting, any questions? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Well, no, I would also like to go over this, but too, I also like to do exception management. So if things are normal, I think we can just, say, what's okay, and then they have the discussion on things that seem to be out of line that folks just are not familiar with. So that's certainly welcome as we have new members.
And thank you for the humor.
I mean, I can go through it or it's up to you.
Yeah, step us through. I
Current
think some of it
taxes.
is also good just at a high level, and we just will focus on things that need it because we also have the public in attendance and they should understand what we're talking about.
So, current taxes are 101.03%. And if you look at last year, it was 103.32%. But we have to remember that we were still in the process for months paying back money. So that's why, if you look at February of last year, it went down. It's because we paid back money. So we're really not looking at apples to apples right now. We're looking at apples to oranges because of that extra money we had. So we're really not in a bad place, if you will. So the motor vehicles is 91.42%. Supplemental is higher than past years, and I don't have that information on me right now, but because we did the multiple supplemental billings that, because usually we're just getting a lot of that in, and again, motor vehicle lags depending on your registration and what have you. Motor vehicles are always going to be collected at a lower percent than property taxes. Prior period, we're in a good place for all of our tax collection right now. We're doing very well. I don't know what if there's any questions.
Nope.
So do we want to move on to other revenue?
Yep.
Okay. Nothing that is I know of that has changed out of the ordinary right now. Everything seems to be on target. The only thing is that we're going to come in with veterans. That's all the veterans grant you're going to get. So instead of 2,000 we put in last year, we only got $969. And that's going to be a final. The disability is a final payment too, which came in a little over what was put into the budget. But everything else seems to be on target.
Are any of these grants on here, like veterans or anything, just a one-timer that we've got no guarantee for the future, or are these all recurring?
As you know, we won't get the transportation one next year. I guess with grants like this, the state stopped the disability grant all of a sudden. So I guess any of them could be stopped and changed at any point in time. I don't know there's a guarantee on any of them.
So it's just something we should be aware of.
Fortunately, it's not a huge amount of money.
No, they.
Well, it's 100, but we're the state grants are $105,000. I mean, and that's not compared to, but it's still money that.
I mean, that could be a person's salary too, is what that could add up to. Either one person or spread out over others, or something degraded in service if that happens. But it's just something we need to be aware of and talk about, just so that if something like this does happen, because again, federal government's cutting back on grants and stuff to the states, then the states in turn cut back what they give to the municipalities. So all of this stuff is, can change, unfortunately, without, predictability.
So what was the DOT transportation grant? We're not getting that this year.
Because
What?
go ahead, Ross, you can
No,
finish.
sorry, I didn't
That's
know what it
okay. No,
was.
Go ahead, Ross.
Not let you do it.
Because we didn't have to cap our motor vehicles. Our motor vehicles and our town taxes were below the cap. So we got the extra if we capped. So it would be the difference between what we our town, personal property and property tax was versus motor vehicle. This year we didn't have hit the cap, so next year we will not get any grant money.
And even so, we got next to nothing as it is.
Then what is the municipal stabilization? What is that?
Another question for you, Jill. What's
well, municipal stabilization? It's projects. No, that's the municipal projects. That's just something they put out there to give the towns money. I don't really know the details on that, but all towns get it. It depends okay. on... I really don't know too much about it.
Miscellaneous.
It's been that amount for as long as I've been here. So that and the municipal projects.
They probably should have some formula that apportions it out, and usually they
for each town and
well, and usually the small towns suffer.
Okay. Well, it's a way to give the town some money. Once in a while, we get if grants don't. Grants that we have to spend a certain amount on out to get them. Sometimes if the towns don't spend enough or spend what they thought they were going to, then they take the balance and they distribute it out amongst the towns. That hasn't happened in a few years, but we have gotten substantial amounts of money from that in the past. But we can't really count on that because it's so... It's not dependable. You just can't count on it. It's like a surprise. All of a sudden we're getting it. It's really not anything that, and we don't know ahead of time. So we can't even plan it and put it in our budget.
Got it.
I don't know if there's any more questions.
Any other questions? And there's more on the next page.
Backside. Yeah, just, yeah, additionally. Mm-hmm.
So I guess, do we feel like between now and what, June 30th? And the other town revenue will collect that other $500,000, right?
Actually,
the date is.
You're actually looking at the town general fund is $524,000. It's hard to tell at this point in time because town clerk and building official fees, that's very variable. You don't know. So at that this point, and honestly, interest revenue, I'm not sure you're going to make it.
The building official service, that's
yeah,
we have contracts for.
Okay. When does like building official service and building official, where's the other one? Well, I'm just looking at it. The assessor, shared services. When do those get billed out?
Building official services and building and the assessors, the shared service, that's quarterly.
Okay.
But building official fees, that we don't know. Building official services, we have contracts for.
So that'll be regularly. So you know that one. You'll get it all by the end of the year.
Yeah, but she's right about the interest. That's a...
question mark.
Yeah, because we lost that, we lost that money up front, lost the compounding on it, and plus the interest rates are going to continue to go down, and I don't know how long the bank is going to eat them, eat the difference. So it's something when it comes to later on, and we have to, make an informed guess at what we think the interest rates will be. It would behoove us to go lower than we estimated last year.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And it's actually not too bad because we're what, 6, 7 months through the year and it's 50%. And we know that some of this we're going to get and others we might not. So it doesn't seem like it's to be worried about at this moment, but keep an eye on it. Mm-hmm. Any other questions?
Nope.
No. Not seeing any online either. Okay.
Here's the expenditures through January. The highway department and building, the town, was it town building, parks, building yeah. official operations, that's taking a huge hit on their overtime budgets. Diesel, yeah. salt, sand, they're taking a huge hit. Just because of the way the storms are hitting this year on weekends and holidays and Sundays are double time, holidays are double time, and the guys are out there for hours and hours. Well, I think last weekend was the first weekend that they didn't work in months. Either one day or the other. They've been working one day or the other or both for months with these storms.
That's pretty significant.
No questions?
The fire commission is at 0.32 expense so far. I don't remember. Is that something that's like a once a year?
That's police, not fire commission.
Oh, sorry. Yep.
Which means they just haven't built it there yet.
Okay, so that comes like that's like an annual bill.
Or... Yeah. How is the police billed? Is that annually or is that biannually?
We usually get it between June and August. One was most of it is one bill. We'll get overtime quarterly, but the big bill for the police, the town, a resident state trooper, is one bill. At the very end of the year, if not after the year is over.
What does our overtime bills run? Do you recall, Jill, for the...
It depends on the hours they work.
Yeah.
It could be 6,000 or it could be 20,000. It depends on the hours that they work.
So the lesson for this one is also get a younger trooper who's not trying to fill his last few years with overtime for his pension.
Well, I mean, was Jim was talking about at the last full meeting we had for Board of Selectmen, we were talking about the police specifically, and we do have troopers in town who come in and do duties that may not be technically under their umbrella, but you know they do it because they're either in the area or you know on their way home, or you know, there's things that we get that may not necessarily be under the umbrella of
yeah, and that's a good thing to bring. That's another one of those things I think we need to bring out, because I've had some people when they talk about cutting the budget want to get rid of the state troopers because what do? And they have no idea.
I would recommend if someone is listening to this and has interest in that, we talked about it at one of the last four selectmen meetings. I think with the budget workshop.
It was the month of November, they said there was, I think we did the math, that it was like 1.5 calls an hour or something like that.
Yeah. We talked about it again later because we talked about like different, at the budget workshop, we talked about how many calls of each type there were.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we had like all the stats and you know there was more information on that than just the number of calls.
And just Chief Dixon was telling me that the number of calls that the fire department has gotten has been quite high too.
I just thought they were in the 500-600 range.
Yeah.
Somewhere in there.
Yeah, that was in there as well, I believe.
Starting to remember these numbers.
Yeah, but that would be good to let, you know, get out to the public. Well, oh, you're right. They
technically available if it's...
Well, it is, but I think...
Let's file that one away when we talk about communications, and maybe there's something we should just put up monthly, like, did you know?
Right.
You know, whether it's on the finance committee's page or wherever.
Yeah.
Or even a did you know in the Bolton Bulletin of, did you know you can find the meeting agendas and packets here for your review whenever you want.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Anyway,
save that for later.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next.
Knowledge and brains.
So,
yeah.
So we really spent too much grant money this past month in January.
$10 transfer
supplies. Wow.
I'm sorry.
I know. We might spend more money than that. I'm just talking about the $10 transfer.
Well, see, that's why it's better to have a little bit of extra in the budget than have to transfer $10 here and there. It's
embarrassing.
The amount of effort it takes to do it between the meetings and the people you pay to do it.
Yep. Oh, interest. This is just a detailed report, I guess.
Yep. And this we did share tonight. I handed it out to the public just to help explain the total cost of the real cost behind the scenes of what what six referenda cost in addition to the actual cost for each one of them. You know, what do we lose in interest?
Does this get into our, are we on the communication part of ongoing business at this point?
No,
that
came up.
Okay.
Do you want me to keep moving on? Do we have
yes,
more transfer $10?
Oh. Yeah, we're all set with that. We talked about interest. We beat you on that one. We're already on the month-end balances.
Yeah. And at this point in time, we're about $13 million right now. So by the end of the month, it'll probably be under $13 million. That's why I think the interest is, it's going to be close. I'm not sure that we will meet what we put in the budget, but we have other areas where we've exceeded what we put in for revenue, but we'll keep an eye on.
Well, that's a good thing to keep an eye on because we're running a million and change.
Two.
Yeah, over a million. Yeah.
Two.
Well, she said we're at 13 right now.
Yeah, and you got what you don't see too is when looking at this is that we have certain times of the year we have bond payments too. So that's an extra. It depends on how many payrolls
So
we have. The Board of Ed has how many payrolls hits in a month. So you can't really look at it and go, oh yeah, we're spending $1 million a month because that's not necessarily true.
Yeah, and this is like why Jill and I got concerned and wanted to have the bank in because of the, you know, the trending with the interest that we lost and just the fact that there's that much less in our account now compared to last year, and we were worried last year. So Jill and I are also going to do some mapping out of what, you know, the grants and such. Okay, any questions on this? If not, we can move on.
The assessor gave us the grand list. I believe it's after ABB, ABB, no, BAA. Jeez, I can't even get my letters straight. I guess I'm tired. Yep.
And I asked them if not yet received from the assessor her raw data because I just want to take a look through it to just make sure that we don't have anything hiding in it. So I will take a, you know, let you guys know. So I do not want a repeat of us using the wrong, you know, an inaccurate grand list.
I think that David is up now.
I think he is.
All right. So as of January 31st, 2026, we've expended 47% of the budget, which is comparable to last year at this time, which is 47%. We're currently projecting annualized expenditures slightly below what we anticipated. This represents an expenditure decrease of $134,327 from last month's prior expenditure projection. That is from a vacant position we have, some new hire savings and some savings with health insurance. People's life situations changing. So nothing crazy there. The one thing I would say, and I put this in my board update last week, is we are anticipating incurring some additional expenses because of IEP services that we're going to need to meet. And those are undetermined at this time, but we do expect that to be a little bit of a financial impact.
I'm thinking that could be offset with that 134.
Possibly. Yep. Really isn't anything that should stand out in the next two pages. And then we did have quite a few transfers last month. You can see those listed on two pages with the explanations. If anybody wants additional explanation, please let me know.
I get the 8 cents explanation.
Yes, that was, I think it was a quarter of a stamp for shipping costs.
I was more interested in like the 94 cent ones.
Oh, well. Yes, paper's cheap.
Any questions for Superintendent Caruso?
Oh, the transfers are nice to see those.
Yeah. Oh, one question. Davis and Caruso. As I know, we always talk about how, you know, the special needs students can come and go.
Yes.
I've been in the back of my mind, and I've been forgetting to ask you, was if we get a student who transfers from in Connecticut from another town to ours, is there somebody had told me there was a statute that required that the town they're coming from to cover their costs?
No, we incur costs.
Immediately, they don't cover it, so... Okay, because I had heard somebody said there might have been a new state statute.
No, once they enter our school district and enroll as a student in Bolton, then we assume responsibility for the expenses.
Because that's what I was going by. Then somebody had said they had heard there was a statutory change that would, you know, make the town they were moving from cover it.
Not that I'm aware.
Fiscal year.
In what cases does the town receive money for a student coming?
We wouldn't.
Never in that case.
So, for example, yeah.
I think the only difference was with Columbia. Don't we have that agreement with them?
Yes, Columbia. Yes, they pay tuition and then they pay the cost for any services that might be in an IEP.
That's the only situation.
Yes. Yes.
Choice students?
They do as well. But as far as a student moving from Manchester to Bolton,
right?
And if they have IEP services, then we assume the responsibility for those services.
Just one of
them,
IEP.
IEP.
Individualized Educational Plan.
The acronyms.
Yeah, no. There's a lot in education.
There's a lot in every field, and it sounds like gobbledygook to the others who just joined.
Right.
Yep.
Well, and then you get ones that are some definition in some field, and then you get the same three letters
that mean completely different.
Yeah, but good question for people watching at home.
Yep. Okay, any other questions? If not, we can go on to our new business. Oh, I'm sorry, ongoing business, which was discussion on grants. And I think we had touched on this with our discussion with the coffee and conversation. And I would just bring up what, you know, and again, earlier, it was like Jill and I were concerned about, you know, how the money, when the timing of when the money comes in, when we spend and when we, you know, and the balance of the general fund and interest. So that's why we have the banking partners in. And that's why Jill and I want to see what we can do to map out what's going on currently. And do we need to take a look at it? Because it's one of the things like, we apply for the grant. There's a certain amount of time lapses before they let us know. Then they let us know, yes, you're going to be getting the grant. And then sometimes we get money up front and sometimes we don't. And then before we can do some of these things, the Board of Selectmen also have to act on them to say, do we go and pursue that grant? And some, or what do we spend the money on? And sometimes that's not timed well either against, you know, what's in the budget to pay for it. So it's the whole thing. We want to just try to see if we can do something to map out and okay. Do a first pass with Jill, and then we'll let you guys take a look at it and see what you think. And is there anything, I don't know if there's anything else you want us to consider either as we, you know, when Jill and I look at it.
It's just going to help the overall.
I guess the important part of that is once we know we have the grant, so it takes a while to apply for the grant and then to get the grant.
Yep.
And then it usually has to go to an engineer for design. And then it has to, assuming that there's not a public thing in the middle there, which there could be.
Because some of them we have to get public, do a public hearing on before we can spend the money.
And then once you got the design, then it may have to go through wetlands. It may have to go through other approval processes. And then it has to go out to bid. And then at that point, you could award the bid and start. So for 6 months to go by isn't hard to do.
But all of these grants have dates that you have to spend them within, too. So it's not just a free-for-all. You have timing on all of these.
Yeah, and some of what I've noticed is that we've gotten the authorization for it and the selectmen have taken a while to get to it. And then you're in a rush to get all the other pieces done and spend it. And so that's something that we also want to see if we can avoid too. Because this is like, these things are not just one area, they go across several.
Yeah.
And so it's just like, how do you time it across all those different things? What, you know, how long do you think each piece of this is going to take and just map it out? With the understanding it may change as you go along, but you really, we don't have that picture right now.
Right. So I know Jim got brought to a standstill on most of them because the playground grant and the other grant, he had to stop because they have deadlines. He had stopped working on the other projects for not stop, but there was no forward motion to get. And they're pretty consuming to try to write the grant, fill out all the information.
Is Jim the one in charge of grants?
Yeah, for the most part.
Or does each different department have a different?
You know, the library will do theirs. The clerk will do some of hers. The rec department might do theirs. So.
And I know the registrars do, you know, our applications. Yeah. We don't get very many. We get typically maybe one a year, and we're not guaranteed the state's going to keep doing them. But we have to apply for them. They give us the money. It gets put into the system. We spend it. Then we have to do the paperwork to show what we spent it on.
Grants are very specific. You really have to know how to write them to the particular institution that you're trying to get it from.
Oh, yeah.
It's a whole ordeal. Jim's been doing pretty good with them.
So while we're on grants, I was speaking to my uncle, who's a civil engineer for the town of Colchester, and he said that Colchester, they, I think in the last couple, you know, 2 or 3 years, they pay for a grant writing consultant company, basically. So they'll.
We had talked about that at one point.
Yeah, he said that that's been, you know, made their grant writing process a lot easier, and they come back with pretty good suggestions and kind of keywords to, you know, to get the ball rolling.
Right. Yeah.
So I don't know if that's, you know, something that we considered, but I just thought that was you know, pretty interesting. I remember you know, everyone saying before that we don't have a specific kind of grant writer or kind of,
moment. And another thing to consider with that is, it's like, for those of us who work in a salaried environment, there's a lot of, well, you're going to get paid no matter what, so just do this. It's not going to cost us anything, but it does cost, there's an opportunity cost for it. Because, yeah, you know, it's not going to cost you anything, but guess what? You had me do this instead of the other stuff. So I don't know if there's other things we'd rather have, you know, Jim doing or keeping an eye on versus, you know, doing these grants. Yeah. You know, it's the whole thing's a balancing act. I just bringing it up as a question. I can't answer it.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe, the selectmen want to think, you know, take a look at that too. Yeah. Because sometimes you spend a little bit and you save more than what you, you know, spend. Which
exactly.
Right.
I don't think we've been doing a good job of explaining it to the public, you know, the difference between just a simple expense and an investment, because the return is bigger with an investment if you do them properly.
Absolutely. And I think with grants, sure. That would be a pretty high percentage of return.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not that Jim's not doing a good job.
He's got a lot of other.
He's doing a lot to balance.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just, that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying he's not doing.
Not at all.
Yeah. No, I'm just, like I said, I don't know what the balance is or should be.
But the point is, even if you have some, if you get somebody writing the grants or chasing them, getting them, the work still has to get done.
Yeah.
And that's still
a consultant could help kind of streamline that process and have a higher success rate.
They know where to look and find and the wording to use.
Yeah. So, you know, we can.
It's almost like finding that college recruiter for you to help you do your applications and scholarships and everything. But it's an investment.
Yeah, and it still doesn't help with, okay, we got him churning them out. Is he doing getting more accepted than we can meaningfully do anything with? So that gets back to the planning.
A process for streamlining, making sure that they get through the town. Like, hey, you need to have these meetings lined up to make sure you can get the approvals properly set up.
It's project planning.
Who does your grants?
We do them in the business office. It depends on which grant, like the special education grant, the director of student support services does that one. And then the director of teaching and learning does a share of hers as well.
Would it be a fair statement to say that your grants are different from ours in the sense you have to apply for them, but you have to spend anything? I shouldn't say ours. Are they different from the Board of Selectmen's?
I don't know a ton. It sounds like they are different, yes.
Yeah, because it sounds like you apply for the grants, and if you get approved, the money comes in, or you have either gets pushed to you or you pull it at certain intervals, whereas this is more of apply for it. You don't know whether or not you're going to get it and when, and then you have to spend stuff up front, and then there's a whole bunch of other activities.
Sometimes we'll apply for things we don't know when, if we're going to get it and when.
Right.
We thought we were going to get access to a grant in the fall, and we still don't have access to it yet. We're hoping in March we'll get it. So we have to
play that a little bit. Yeah.
And then the other similarity is a lot of the grants we get are very specific and very restrictive on how you can use them. Sometimes so prohibitive that you're searching for ways to try to spend it, which is unfortunate.
Yeah,
we avoid those.
Yeah.
Okay. So hopefully Jill and I will have something for our next meeting, even if it's just a simply rough sketch of it.
Okay.
And let's go on to communication. So folks want to give their impression of the meeting to those who were not here, the coffee and conversation.
Sure. I thought there was some good participation, some nice questions asked. I wrote some of them down.
Is it recorded?
Not to be published, no.
For us to be able to
make minutes,
put together some notes in the summer like we did last time. Somebody is going to be sharing some information with me about a town in New York who found some cost-saving strategies, including taking a look at class sizes, student council ratios. Somebody recommended that the Board of Finance look at the history of budgets that have passed and what percentage increase they typically seem to be around and try to aim to come in somewhere near that number to try to reduce the number of referendums. That was something that was mentioned. They were also looking for, Ross, help me out here, a cleaner way for them to kind of see what the proposal is and better connect it to the impact on their tax bill.
The percentage increase of their tax bill.
Yeah. Right?
Period.
They wanted just a rough estimate. This is something, Jill, I'll come and chat with you about, because I was looking at our budget. They all hated the budget documents, the formal ones. And I looked through it before I came to the meeting, and I had to rearrange it. And I think we could rearrange it and still keep the mandated pieces in it. by putting more of the summary stuff up front and then all the details in the back. So that really doesn't require much effort other than where the pages go. And then I think that the other thing they would still want that condensed version that Amanda first came up with.
Yeah.
And then, you know, continuing that. And another thing I mentioned, they also would like to, they like the idea of the comparison, like here are the differences in, you know, amounts from the previous budget to this new one that's proposed.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see what else. Because of the press,
they wanted
that online tax estimator of some kind.
That can be tricky. So, they were looking for a way to provide feedback after they voted. So somebody mentioned, like, for example, maybe a QR code that they could scan and then input feedback later on. Like, I voted no because the percentage was too high.
Or a handout if you want to keep it simpler paper. Like, you can have some canned responses they can check yes or no, and then free form, you know, answer out in the parking lot. They can't do it within the polling place, but
I was going to say, there's got to be some statute about what we can and can't do there, because like with specific QR codes, you might be able to collect too much personal information about the feedback. And
the general sense was they just wanted to be able to give us some feedback as to why they voted no.
Yeah, and so you could do it. There's other ways.
A variety of forms.
You can do it would be to change the ballot to have some simple yes, no answers on the, you know, on the ballot, you know. Or, and that could be, you know, there'll be a one-time charge to modify the ballot from the folks that do our ballots set up for us. But
the other thing they could also do is they could attend the meeting after, if it gets voted no,
right?
They could attend the meeting and share their thoughts on why they decided to not support it.
Or to be proactive, could attend the workshops and meetings leading up to the budget.
Which
or
is what, vote. Which is what we brought.
But that's why we have public hearings. We have public hearings so people can voice their opinions also. And that's why we planned on two this year.
Yeah. Jill and I talked about doing two. And so you'll see when we get to the proposed schedule, we have two on there just in case folks couldn't make it for one.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is, what can we do to get more people to come out? We have almost 4,000 registered voters in Bolton, which is really good considering we have slightly under 5,000 people in town. And if you take out the students in the schools, you don't leave a heck of a lot. And some people who are too young to be in the schools, they only got 200 or 300 people left who are, you know, are choosing not to be registered. So it's like, how do you get the other folks out without using scare tactics?
Well, because our turnout is usually what, like 30-40%?
Whoa. Yeah, we had less than that.
Yeah.
The first one was approximately 1,000 people came out for the first vote last year, about two thirds no. But, you know, to me, it's like, and again, we talked about this at the other meeting, is what does this mean? Does it mean like, I'm happy, I'll just let them decide, or I don't care, or
I know it's going to fail, so I'm not going to go vote.
Yeah.
But there's also like a few thousand that don't vote ever.
That's what I mean.
Vote at all. Right. It's like there's a chunk that aren't waiting. They're just not voting at all.
Well, and going back to your question of, or your note of looking back at past years, like what percent increase has passed. If I remember correctly, last year's budget went up by a fair amount, but more than previous years, because there was a grant that we didn't get.
It was the thing from the state to reimburse us for the automobile.
Right, but that brings up the budget, even though the town might not be spending more.
Well, it increased the tax ask. It didn't increase the budget that much.
Well, people increased the tax ask, which is what
they get touched by, the 13%,
which was a little misleading last year.
It was misleading. It definitely was misleading.
Yeah, wasn't your increase 2% or something?
The increase initially from Superintendent Hecht, I think, was 4.67.
But I think the original impact on families was about 12%, wasn't it?
12 or 13. It's closer to 13 because of losing that chunk of change.
So some people express frustration that we propose a 12% hike.
Yeah.
And that's
it's a hike in their taxes as opposed to that much of a hike in their budget.
Correct.
And this year that will not be happening because the grand list is going to be about the same.
Yeah.
There's always some a little bit of variation, but since this isn't a reval year.
You know, that's where the municipal stability grant should have about.
Yeah. So it's like I talked it over with Jill, and we don't see any, you know, substantive changes like that, because we know we're not going to get any money really from the state. We know we're not going to get money for our automobile tax, you know, reimbursement next year. So that's said and done. So it's really just going to be whatever the increases are that are proposed by the Board of Selectmen and the Board of Ed. And then we'll just have to take a hard look at that. And are they, you know, are they reasonable? And, you know, what do we think about the chances of them passing and so forth? And always keeping in mind that sometimes the good of the town is different from what the small group of people come out who say no. And that's the hard part, because you still want to pass the budget. But by the same token, sometimes you do short-term things that hurt the future. And actually, that came up. That was the other thing that came up when we were talking about investments in the infrastructure that would save money down the road. Like if you want to put in water lines and you bring in some high capital value businesses, then you increase the grand list by a substantial amount, because some of these high capital intensive businesses don't require all the services that a bunch of homes costing the same amount do. So, and then explaining about how we put money into the budget so we can pay ourselves the interest on it for these things instead of bonding on it. And also we need it for grants. And some of them didn't understand that. Yeah, we have to put it in now so we can get the other money later. And when we cut it out now to, you know, help the budget pass, okay, we passed the budget, but guess what? Down the road, we didn't really help the future because we're not bringing, you know, in the business. So some of them are so like, oh, they didn't really, you know, get that. So I think it does help to have these conversations. But it's like, how do you get more people involved or simplify it so that if they just want to look online or read something in the Bolton Bulletin, you can get that point across?
Well, maybe it's just as simple as, but maybe it's like an opportunity, like, hey, if we're having these meetings at 7:15, have like an open office hours, I don't know what you want to call it, where two or three members of the board are sitting here half hour beforehand, 45 minutes beforehand.
Yep.
Being able to answer questions.
As long as we didn't have a quorum.
And right, exactly. Well, you don't have two or three.
Yeah, and you don't have a quorum and you can report back to the board. So it doesn't look like we're doing something to avoid having a quorum, because that's a no-no as well.
But I just mean, having the accessibility to answer questions.
Yeah, and then we just relay the questions during the communications discussion. The other thing that came up was the website and how much they hate it. And I mentioned that you'll see $40,000 is a line item in there that the finance committee put in. Nobody asked for it. We put it in because we've heard loud and clear the website needs help. So if you want the website better, don't make us take that line out.
And in the meantime, maybe putting certain items right on the homepage of our website and the town website. So they don't have to have multiple links to click to get to where they want to get to.
With a link to each one.
Yeah. And the other thing I mentioned too is I have been posting our schedule down at the senior center and also at the library. And when we approve, we're going to take a look at our budget calendar later. And when we approve that and Jill updates it, I'm going to take that down and just post that as well. And I think we could leave some copies here in the town hall, because there's usually like a table there which has stuff on it, or the town clerk does, and they can be handed out for people who come in and are interested. So anything else under communication? Actually, you know what? We have a finance committee page. Is there anything you guys think we should put on that, on the website? Because that's certainly within our power, just as the finance committee, if you think that there's information we should be putting there. Because really all it says now is names, when our terms expire, and here's the meeting schedule for the year.
In all minutes.
Is there something else we should be doing up there, like some of this, like, hey, did you know stuff?
Right.
Or explaining some of this stuff. If not on that page, here's a link to frequently asked questions or something like that. Because if it's that's something that's within our power to do. Because if we do it within the limits of our website, it's something like you typically do a Word doc and then you take it over there and Sue Ellen will put it in there.
So it's in the town website, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. On the town website on the finance committee page.
So if somebody went down there, you would
they would just
link to something?
Or? I don't know. I'm just saying. Yes, sir. You could either put a link there, probably a link there because the page is rearrange the page a little
be
bit.
Like a did you know link and then kind of takes you to link.
Nobody's going to click that link.
Why?
They just want to see it. The did you know?
That's
and
right.
And then you give them the info and you just keep it short and sweet.
Right on
maybe
the page?
With a graphic. Yeah.
You know, you like, think they'll.
Unless there's like FAQs, that's different. Then you have a list of questions and answers.
That's what I'm saying. It's like
but having to click too much.
Yeah,
you should make a website that just talks at people as soon as they come up.
So, I mentioned a new website to a few people, and they said, "Don't waste your money. It's just not the future." But I don't know.
I think there's too many people who like to use the website that we get to ignore
at the time. Yeah, it's not going to be much longer, but because the AI is just going to bring you there without.
Do you get a reading of how many clicks the pages or the drop downs get? Because that would be interesting to see what pages.
Yeah. What specific pages get the most visits?
People are interested in. Is it analytics? Seeing that recycling and garbage pickup schedule every week? Is it my week to put out the blue bin or not? Or is it?
That's
good. The favorite Facebook question.
Good to find that information if we could. That way you know. Yeah,
I mean the website.
Like which one needs a little.
Whoever runs that should have that.
Like Mr. Maselli put a link for to my budget presentation
right
on his YouTube, and I sent it out, and it has over 100 views.
Yeah,
and there you go.
Yeah,
it's pretty good.
So that's where it's going. Now. This is the issue we have with our website.
The banner's too big.
The banner's on there, no matter what
you click. Click on the next one, and the banner.
And you don't think anything has changed, and you're clicking like a lunatic, and you don't know. And
the waterfall.
It is.
And I've asked, and I don't know why it doesn't happen. If it's not allowed, can you put this on the part of the page that doesn't repeat on every page? Because right now. You go to any, you click this drop down up here. I'm going from home to budgets. Guess what? No change.
Yeah. And it's worse on the phones because they're smaller than here on the
laptop. And even on the laptop, it still takes up 2/3 of the screen.
It's optimized for a phone for sure.
Yeah.
And the laptops, it's not much better. This stuff should be on a part of the page.
Yeah. It's not hiding underneath.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like taking up the whole
screen. That's what I'm saying. It's.
And so I agree that website is pretty miserable.
But I think you can, I somehow think you can put that on a place on that front page where it doesn't repeat because there's enough real estate on that page. Like the question doesn't, that search doesn't repeat on every page. And those other little buttons on the bottom do not repeat. So I think there's some way that the real estate can accommodate that banner down there without having it hide everything.
And just being on the home page.
Because that would be a big help in and of itself, that it's just here because you're here and you see it's okay, good. I really don't care about this. I want to go to the other stuff. And
Before we move on to the budget calendar, I will say, as a positive, it could always be worse.
Thank you.
I knew there was a reason they elected you. We have a resident philosopher now. A stoic.
I don't know. I've seen plenty of bad human factors designs, so...
Yeah,
it could always be worse.
Yes, it could be worse because we could do this nuclear power.
Oh, then you wouldn't even have a website yet.
Okay, so I'll take a look at this. And if you folks want to come up with ideas, what you think should be on, if you want to sketch out something, bring it to the next meeting. You know, what you think would be good, if it, at least good topics, how you think it might be laid out on the page, and I can see what we can do with it.
Okay.
And I just want to do as much of this as we can now because my time to help out and do any of this is going to get less when we actually get into doing the budgets. And I'm playing registrar on the other side of, wearing my other hat on that. So as much as you guys can start getting into this and help out to help get it done when I really just can't do it, it would be great. All right, so we can go on to our budget calendar.
there a reason we need to be starting the budget meeting or any of these meetings at 7:15? Like, can we start them earlier?
We could start them early. It's just gonna. That's just when we've done them. It's one of those, if you ask why, because we've always done it, which isn't always a good answer.
It's just 6:30. So.
Yeah, I would love 6:30 as well.
I think we just have to look at the dates because some of these
yes, that's true.
The same meeting for the Board of Ed.
Oh,
yeah. Sure. These dates all go with that time. We may not be able to get these dates at that time earlier.
I'm sorry, Jill.
These dates and times are in the calendar. We may not be able to get these dates at an earlier time on those days. So,
well, let's take a look. I mean, to me, I would just say, let's take a look at this calendar now and then, and approve it. And we can have the understanding, can we move any of these things earlier? Then bear in mind, there's also people just get used to doing things at a certain time. And so it's best if you can keep it at a certain time. So if we do change, it would be good to, try to keep it at that time, especially for some of the regular meetings at least.
So if you approve this, then I can't change. If we approve it, then it goes on to the town clerk and all of those. So if we approve it, we have to approve it with certain times. So
so do you want to just leave it?
Just leave it as.
You want to leave it as is, with the understanding that we're going to update it in the future. Because what dates on here?
The first meeting on here, right, is the
19th has to stay.
26th.
That's correct.
I'm sorry. No, 320, 319.
That stays. It's our regular meeting.
That's our regular meeting.
Does that have to stay at that time?
Yes.
The 26th does, Jill, because there's a conflict.
No, the 19th. The 26th, again, I don't know for sure. I have to.
There's nothing on the town calendar at the moment on the 26th.
Yeah, but there could be political parties. I don't know. And that doesn't go on the town calendars. They're
there
usually
could be...
not in the town hall, my understanding, but.
Do you have the book, Rodney? Rodney is going to go and get the official book.
Bring it to the bottom of this.
Not really.
You know, one thing we could do is the regular meetings, you typically don't want to change them once they're posted at the beginning of the year, but that's something we could certainly look into for next year because there's no reason at all that you have to do it at 7:15.
My fob's been disabled.
Oh, it's after hours.
No,
oh.
Shouldn't be.
So someone knows something about you.
Yeah. Walking about.
What I would say then is keep the 19th as is, and then we can look at the 26th time and adjust it at the 19th meeting, because that should be enough.
Yeah, Joe, let's do that.
Pre-notice to be able
folks
to adjust.
Think that's a good idea?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think the ones we can change, I hear, was timings of our special meetings. I had a couple of conflicts on there that Jill and I worked around because I had a couple of the meetings overlapped to inland wetlands. And so we basically eliminated one because we had another meeting 2 days later and figured, we don't need the two during the week. And then the other, I'm going to have my deputy cover the inland wetlands because of the public hearing. So we worked around those. So that was one of the changes that we made. We eliminated one meeting that really didn't make sense to have two days apart in 1 week.
So do we need a motion to approve this?
So Jill, before we change anything, David Caruso, do you know of the meetings that are the Board of Ed are having so that we don't interfere with those also? Because they're not going to be on our calendar.
Yeah, March looks okay. The 9th of April would be a conflict, but I see it's this is a finance committee special meeting if necessary.
It's the fourth one.
We're not necessary.
What time is your meetings are earlier?
6:30.
So okay. That still would only give
so
you.
So unfortunately, if you kept it at 7:15, myself and the two board members could arrive probably a little bit late, but we could attend. If you moved it up to 6:30, then we would be missing a meeting.
Right.
So the key thing to remember is to look ahead, like the budget has to be filed with the town clerk on the 17th. So the last regular meeting, the 17th of April. So our last regular meeting on the 16th is the last chance that we have.
You cannot discuss it. Not if it has to be there by the next day. You can't discuss it on the 16th.
That's true.
Yep. Yep.
Because you won't get a chance to play with it and get it corrected.
No, because they're looking for it first thing on the 17th in the morning.
Okay, thank you.
No way.
Yeah, so then it's actually the 9th.
Yep.
Correct.
Okay.
So it looks like a lot of meetings, but it's really, there's a lot to get done in a short amount of time. And some of these meetings, like sometimes we wait to hear from the insurance broker. Sometimes there's some other information we need to get in because we want to go in with the, you know, start off with the lowest possible number based on the information we have at that time. So I doubt that we're going to wind up using all these meetings, but to Jill's point, the last mm-hmm. chance we really have to work on the budget is the 9th. So we really just have like, what, 6 weeks? That's not much.
That's only four meetings because you're going to get presented on the 19th of March. You have four meetings. I don't think that's a lot with the...
That's a lot depending on what we think we're going to know that would change what numbers we have, you know, in that many days. So let's say that we meet on the 19th and there's some outstanding information we know that's not going to come in until April 2nd. Is there any other reason to have those meetings? I think that's some of what we have to talk about. You know, at each meeting, how necessary is the next meeting based on, mm-hmm. you know, what we know may or may not change. So, David, and you only had that one conflict then?
Yes.
And that was what day again? I'm sorry.
That was the 9th, the last day. So, I mean, if you had to move the other ones up and then the 9th, keep at the 7:15, I'd come right after the board meeting's over.
Which we certainly could do. What do the rest of you think, bearing in mind the other caveat of sometimes people get confused when you change things. And then they attribute it to all sorts of devious machinations on our part. And it's really just trying to accommodate schedules.
So 19 stays at the 17, 5:15, yeah. And 7:15, 26 stays at 7.
Yeah, the regular meetings, I think we should keep at the same time and then just special, you know, at our regular time until we change it for next year and the rest of it.
This was where, if we're going to keep the 19th to 7:15, we should, when we make the motion, we should just say that some of the special meeting timing may change based on availability and scheduling, but will be changed in advance.
But we can't do that because they're going to post this once you vote on it. They're going to post it. So I don't think that's a good idea because, and David also asked for the calendar, but I told him we hadn't voted on it yet, so I couldn't, because he wanted to advertise the dates too. So if you go putting different times out and then change it, yeah. People put it on their calendar and don't see the change. I don't think that's a good idea.
I'm more concerned about changing the time on them than I am what's, you know.
Correct.
You know, in the, you know, changing the time after this is posted than I am saying that the meeting may not happen, which we have on here if necessary. Because even with the stuff that I posted at the library and such, I put in bold that these schedules may change before you plan to go to any of these meetings, contact, you know, the town hall or the superintendent of schools office just to find out if the schedule has changed.
I think we just leave it at the same time that's already on here, because now we already have our paper. It's easier to be posted. It's easier to remember. We've already had one mess up where a few of us have shown up at the wrong time this year because there was miscommunication about the change in time of a meeting. That didn't get properly communicated. So let's just go with this for now.
Yeah, maybe we look to change for next year.
Yeah, because again, all of these things there's legal requirements that we have the meetings, but the timing is up to us. And yeah, just because we've done it this way for 30 years doesn't mean it has to stay this way.
Perfect.
So do you want to make that a motion, Janae? Sure. Then go ahead.
Sure. I make a motion that these meetings stay.
Do you want to adopt it as presented?
As presented.
Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
So a motion made by Danae and seconded by David Coles. Any further discussion? Then all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Mr.
Sorry, Davies. I'm a late aye. I was muted, but I'm an aye also.
Opposed? Abstention. So then it passes by all of our members. So we can continue on to our next item on the agenda, which I just barely.
Budget transfers.
Budget transfers. Thank you, sir.
That's my favorite one.
This was a transfer approved by the Board of Selectmen to go on to the Board of Finance Committee because it's out of department. So it has
transfer from one department to another?
Correct.
And the amount on this?
6,000.
Okay, down there.
The only comment I have is that Bryce's name is spelled incorrectly.
That would be Kathy. We'll have to take care of that.
So with this, we need a motion, then Jill, and a vote, and then I sign off that this was approved by vote at our regular meeting of such and such date.
Correct.
And then I leave that up in the doorway here.
Yeah.
So do I have a motion?
Hold on.
What?
Can we vote on these since we technically already approved this? Is that something that we can do twice?
Good point.
Well, I'm sorry, what was the question?
Is that something that Rodney and I can do twice? Because we've already technically both voted on this.
Yeah.
But the Finance Committee now has to vote. So you
yeah,
have
to. Because you're acting as a representative to the Finance Committee.
And we've already approved it once.
So you can approve it again.
Yep.
Approve
it. Yep. Or you and Ross, if you could bring it to us.
Or change your mind on it here, even.
We could have said. We could
Ross, don't leave it there. It has to come to our office. Don't
I'm sorry.
Get the town hall.
What?
We're the ones that perform the transfer, not there. They're done with it, so.
Okay, so you want me to bring it down to you?
Correct. Oh. Actually, Lisa, but you can bring it to me. That's fine.
All right. Do you need it tomorrow, or do you want it to?
Nope, whenever. It's not a rush.
I'll definitely be in on Tuesday.
Yep, that's fine.
Okay.
I make a motion. We approve the transfer of $6,000 from the administrative payroll to the town building operation for the purpose of winter seasonal help for asset inventory and other projects.
For the amount of?
$6,000.
I will second that motion.
Okay, so motion made by Rodney, seconded by David Coles. Any further discussion? Not hearing none and seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? And I am not voting on this one because it's a financial matter. So then there's one effective abstention and the others are ayes. No nays. So I just put down and today's date is 19th. Finding it. All right, Jill, and I'll bring this down on Tuesday. All right, next item on there, other discussion on financial statements. And again, this refers to our auditor's reports and so forth, because I know that some folks had gone out and done some research based on the link that I had sent pointing us to the website. So I don't know if there's any questions folks had or wanted to discuss further. I think he's focused more on the auditor's reports and our responses.
Yeah, and we're scheduled to meet with the auditor. Is that next? In March, the March meeting, is that right? Was he?
Jill, is Stephen coming in March on Zoom or whatever? Or did we not snag
not,
him?
Not that I didn't not make an appointment with him to do that yet. Is that what?
I think we were. Good.
Yeah,
it would be good.
Yeah, I think that's a.
I can contact him and see if he's available.
Yeah, because Zoom would suffice, I think.
Yeah, I guess I looked through that 2024 audit that he performed. I know he performs an audit every year. So I guess when he does perform the audit and he finds certain things, what do we do? Do we sit down with him? Do we go over them? Do we come up with a plan to rectify situations or put into play?
Jill?
So rectifying the situation, well, that's always been done by the town administrator. Time and time again, he, in his contract, it says that he will discuss the financials with the board. Time and time again, no one has ever asked him any questions or had, well, I shouldn't say that. Ross and Ashley did meet with him once.
And Amanda as well in the past.
Well, Amanda didn't meet with him. Was just you and Ashley.
Oh, that's true. Yep. Yes. She wanted to, but couldn't at the time.
Yeah. But he, I've asked people to give me questions. I'll give them to him to answer. And time and time again, no one does that. It is part of his audit. He will do it. So I would take advantage of that.
Yeah, I'll send another link out that's specifically to the page that has our responses to the auditor on it. And those would be good for the folks to look at. So if you see there's anything that's long-term trends,
well, they
that, you know, change. What?
No, you're fine.
No, I'm just saying, just go take a look. We got mentioned in one of them, myself as the finance committee, that there's things that he felt that we should have, you know, looked at and approved. And I just noticed in some cases that over the years, our responses have gotten less specific. So I would just like you to take a look at that, because I look at some of them, they start out with, yes, we agree. Here's our plan to fix it. Here's what we're going to do. Here's the dates. And then they stop having specific actions that we're going to do by a specific time. So again, I just suggest that you go out, take a look, and you can either agree with me or disagree, but I would like you all to take a look and have your own opinion, because when he's talked to me, he said we need to be more involved. It's our fiduciary responsibility. Mm-hmm. And the fact that we were not involved in some things was a criticism that came up in one of the findings that I looked at. So again, don't take my word for it. Trust but verify. Go out and look, because you all need to be informed in your own way and take a look at it. So we'll look and see if we can get him in for our next meeting then.
Yeah.
And then anything else under other? If not, I will.
So can I make a request? It's a tiny one, but on our minutes, when it says like the next meeting, the date, can we add the time down there to kind of.
Well, that's the right. That was the regular meeting. Time. So. And yeah. I didn't just put any other meeting because. We hadn't approved them yet.
No, it's not that.
I can put the time too if you'd like.
Yeah, just put 7:15 p.m.
It's just helpful. Mm-hmm. When we have lots of different meetings with different.
Well, for us as well as anybody else who looks at the agenda.
Yeah, and then they're like, oh, when's the next time? Oh, that date. But then you got to go digging to find out what time. And that clarifies for people.
Thank you.
No problem.
It shall be done. Is it in like the Ten Commandments, the fair,
the, you know, the promise from someone?
So it is written, so it shall be. The movie.
Make a motion, we adjourn then.
Yeah. All right. Second. Motion made by David Cole, seconded by Melissa. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
You weren't late this time.
Opposed? Abstentions? Yeah, Dave.
Yeah, he was ready for that one.
Out of there, yeah.
Oh, he's already gone, too.
All right. Thank you, everyone.
Bye, Jill.
Night, everybody.